grab your foxy mama and head to the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
Welcome to Elimination Spare Room Studio. I'm Bob, your host, and I'm here with
today with
that guy and this woman.
Hello.
Oh, hey, so there she is. So she's still here. She's still here. She won't leave. How are we? How are we? Where from?
From Strood.
Strood.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
I'm
fine.
Yeah, if it does sound a bit different, it's because we've got no clothes rail.
I can't put space. I can put my arms right out. I feel like I'm miles away from Dave.
Well, your deformed arms.
We'll get to that. Well, the draw was done. Do you want to take us through it, Dave?
Yeah, right. We've got I Want You Back by the Jackson 5.
And it's a song. Whoa, it's not the Gumpf time. Oh. Just what's the two? What are the two songs?
I Want You Back, Jackson 5.
Oh, spoiler alert.
And Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
These are the two earliest songs.
Famously married to Jonathan Ross.
If you say so.
I can't imagine that.
Did somebody else do this song?
Yeah.
Was there a couple?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where
Marvin Gaye. Was Marvin Gaye.
Oh, Marvin Gaye, that's it. And a woman.
Tammy Terrell.
Oh, is that, I wouldn't have known that name.
They've done quite a lot of duets together then, so I think she died quite young, actually.
So whose was first?
The chicken or the egg?
The Marvin Gaye one was earlier, I think.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do the Gumpf, Dave.
Right, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5 is a song that was actually released in October 1969 and became the first number one hit for the group in January 1970. It was performed on their milestone performance on the Ed Sullivan Show on December 1969. It was their first number one, and it reached number two in the UK.
Oh, I'm surprised it went number one.
It's a great,
tune.
Oh,
yeah, whack it up.
Right, okay, and it's up against
Ain't No Mountain High Enough, but Diana Ross is a song written by Ashford and Simpson in 1966 for the Tamla label, a division of Motown. A hit in 1967 for Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, it became a hit again in 1970 when recorded by former Supreme lead singer Diana Ross. It was a number one in the UK, but peaked at number six in the US. It's funny, go the other way. You know Chain Reaction?
I used to love that when I was a kid.
Yeah, great song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number one in the UK. Yeah, fight up the charts, you already got in the US.
Well, now you've said that,
well,
I'm going to say
that,
six.
I'm thinking eight.
95.
No.
What?
You're joking.
That's as high as it got, number 95.
It was a good video, wasn't it? It was a good video.
Yeah.
I always used to say that my mum, when I used to watch it with my mum, she used to say, I love that dress, that red one. She comes out at the end. I said, one day when I'm a millionaire, mum, I'll buy you that dress.
She's still waiting.
And I'm still waiting.
Yeah, what song's that?
I'm still waiting.
It's actually called I'm Still Waiting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So them things are so stupid. I was watching.
Let me just tap Paulie on the head a minute.
I'm not feeling great, have you?
Yeah.
Let me just shout into your ear. Hello!
Hello! Hello!
Give me some slack. I'll call your feet. Well, I didn't. I don't feel that ill. Yeah, I don't feel that ill. I just feel a bit.
Mine's still lingering. 2 weeks on. Still lingering.
Yeah, Lewis's is still lingering.
Yeah.
I've got a new thing where I get up to have a wee in the night and I can't get back to sleep again once I go back to bed.
Oh, you're joking.
That's horrible.
I woke up this morning and looked at my phone and it was like 8 something. I thought, I'll go for a wee and then I'll go back in bed and I'll probably won't.
8?
What, 8? Yeah,
it's up then anyway.
On a Sunday, come on.
You don't get up.
Grow up. So I got up 8 something to go for a wee.
Still back to bed after that?
Well, I just got back in bed. The Vixter was laying in bed, so I thought, I'll get back in bed, yeah. I got back in bed. Woke up at 10:30, didn't I? Or 10:20. I was like, I've got to be somewhere at 11. Let's go.
Oh, we could have done it without
you. Well, you have done.
I was watching Match of the Day at 5:05 this morning.
I'm surprised you don't go to bed and just have Sky Sports just going around in your brain. And it's live.
I can't lay in bed to get backache. I can't just lay there like having a lay-in. I used to, like when I was young, I used to love laying in bed. But now I'm one of these, I'm awake, up and out.
Up and out.
Well, you know what I mean. Up,
just in your pajamas, just walking down the street. There's that crazy woman again.
No, I can't. Just my back starts hurting. Oh, is that sign of getting old?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
We haven't always worked down in the house. We was
The bathroom.
We're having all the hall and stairs down as well. So we ripped all the old carpet out. Skip's gone now. They picked that up yesterday morning.
Skippy's gone.
Yeah, Skip's gone. The 8-yarder. And on Tuesday, we went to order a new carpet, stair carpet for the upstairs hall. And upstairs landed, I should say. Anyway, we picked the one we like, and he's working out the gum. He said, oh, yeah, it'll be 5 to 6 weeks. And we thought, oh, that's a bit, you know, more than we wanted. Rung up yesterday, carpet's ready, 3 days. 3 days, he said, 5 to 6 weeks. We're not ready for it. We ain't got him plastered the ceiling yet. So
they're going to stand on the driveway just holding it until we're ready.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be ready when it's ready. I'll be glad when this is all done. It's getting on my nerves now.
Yeah. We get the lick of paint in the old podcast room as well.
Yeah, that'd be nice. What colour do you want it, Bob?
Pink and blue.
Pink and blue.
Pink and blue.
Light pink and light blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to have the cameras arrive.
Oh, please. For filming. Talk about this.
Filming. The honourable mentions will be filmed.
Oh, I'm spreading that. And on YouTube. How embarrassing.
Yeah, you are.
It'll still go out on the normal stuff, though, won't it, as well?
What do you mean?
Well, it'll still go out on Spotify and...
Oh, yeah. It'll be an episode that you can listen to, but it'll also be on YouTube to film. Yeah, to
view. Do we have to, really?
Yes, it's the future.
Bloody iTunes, still ain't come back about my...
Oh, Dave, shut up. Keep talking about that. Yeah,
2 months.
You're getting on my nerves. Right. These two songs, let's change the subject because Dave's going to start moaning. Get it off your chest. these two songs, Dave.
Oh, I've got to tell you. You mentioned get it off your chest. Guess who contacted me the other day?
Who?
Oh, let me guess. Is it your mate?
The geek. Yeah, I've got to get it off your chest for you.
Oh, have you got it?
It's on my phone, yeah.
Oh, you should have.
I told him, not good enough. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
You carry on talking amongst yourselves a minute.
Are you going to do it on the Bluetooth? Yeah, just attach to the Bluetooth and I'll... Oh, this is exciting, isn't it, eh? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so this is Simon. So this is Simon who...
Simon King, yeah. I ain't heard from him for months.
Do you remember we did the... we asked him to do a Get It Off Your Chest and he did the tune.
I was a listener then.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And
that was funny.
That was hilarious.
We peaked there, didn't we?
Yeah, that was absolutely hilarious.
Get it off your chest.
I thought he might have had the ump with you, you know.
We thought we'd upset him, but he's an avid listener. He's a Patreon as well, so he's a top man. I'm just looking forward to this Get It Off Your Chest. And I will do the tune.
It's very short. Are you ready?
Yeah, can I do the tune first?
It will come out, won't it? I'm
ready
to go.
You're on Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Let me do the tune first.
Got it.
Get it off your chest. Is your phone turned up?
Yeah.
Oh, God, uh-huh. Technical.
Oh, technical. It's just not moving, look.
There's something I want to get off my chest. When somebody promises they will record you some audio for you and then they take literally 10 months to do it, and then when they finally get around to doing it, it's badly thought out, too short and borderline unusable.
Wow. He is a geek, isn't he? Wow, that's a technical...
Do you want to know what he said afterwards?
Go on.
He said, hopefully not too shit.
Oh, what a legend.
He's filled behind a bit.
He's got a great voice. So
I'm going to catch up with the podcast from the start of the 70s music. Are you going to do chocolate bars or bag of crisps?
We should do. Why not?
And then he must have thought, oh, hang on. And he put prob just as a special. I said, only trouble is that we have downloads in 54 countries. Most of them won't know what English chocolate bars or crisps it will be like, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
And then he said, like, I was a bit harsh here.
Oh, you're such a piss taker.
He said, well, I'm not being pissed. I sort of, anyway, he said, was the Aldo remotely usable? Do you want me to send as an MP3? I said, I've heard better. Actually, we have a new feature now, Question Time, which people send us written questions. So maybe you can send us some of them.
Well, a special guest there.
Something to be said for honesty. I'll have a think. So you'll hear from him in 6 months' time.
Yeah. Well, we, yeah, I mean.
Get it off your chest.
Yeah, get it off your chest. He's a great mistake to be made.
Anyway, I was interrupting you there. You carry on now.
What was I saying?
What was she saying?
I don't know.
No, there was something I was. Oh yeah, the guy who's going to film us for the honourable mentions after the round one.
Is it Steven Spielberg?
No, Simon Burridge of Cherrywood Productions. Great guy, good writer. He has been listening to the podcast.
Is he going to write about us as well?
He's quite possibly do a little bit of conference
script.
Yeah, he's gonna. He's I forgot what I was going to say.
What are you coming on about?
Oh yeah, he's been listening to the podcast and he's in season two, right? But he's
does he enjoy it?
Yeah, because he works funny hours. He works like night shifts and stuff, so he listens to like 2-3 a night, like. And but he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start season 3 now. I'm going to have to skip so that I know what you guys are talking about when we do it, because he's going to be there. Yeah. But he's gone to season 3 and he's messaging me going, who's Pauline?
Oh, no.
What's this all about?
Who is Pauline? Where does she come from?
I don't know.
I was only meant to be here for one episode.
Yeah, she never left.
Shall he come and deliver a package?
Yeah. She's that cat that came round that one. She gave a bit of food to the cunt.
It's Mike's fault. He never showed up again.
Yeah, it's true.
Thought I was only doing it once.
Yeah, that's how we get you. Right, so we should talk about these songs.
Do you know The Supremes?
Oh, yeah.
The Supremes. Diana Ross was in The Supremes.
Yeah, okay.
They had 12 number one hits in the 1960s.
Wow.
12 number one hits in the 1960s. That's amazing, isn't it?
That's a lot.
Can you name any of them?
Yeah, Baby Love.
Oh, I love that. Baby Love.
Where did our love go?
You did silence.
Where
did our love
go?
Yeah,
I know that song. Where did that go?
Yeah, at The Happening.
Oh, we've moved on.
Where does our love go? How does that go?
Baby.
Oh, baby,
don't you leave me.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Baby. You'd be good at babies,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, just in the background doing that. Baby.
Yeah. Stone Love, that was another one. I don't think that was a number one, but that was a good one. They made brilliant records. I prefer the Supreme stuff to solo stuff myself.
Oh, they're a lot more Supreme.
Oh, God, that was shit. No,
yeah.
No, don't
deserve
it.
Oh, that's a joke.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Unfortunately.
She's I'm going to spat my tea out.
She's 77 now.
Is she really? 77.
Yeah.
She's still Supreme.
She had that incident at the airport, didn't she?
Your jokes are shit.
You're going to wear that drum kit out of the way.
Your jokes are shit.
At the airport? Drugs?
No. Well, I don't know what they searched her, didn't they? I think they searched her, properly searched her.
Oh,
of course,
God.
Being a star, an American icon and diva, he didn't go down too well. I can't remember the story. I think it was a Heathrow. And she didn't see the funny side of it at all.
Well, no, especially when they found half a pound of crack.
Yeah, but why shouldn't she get searched? Like, why shouldn't she? Just because she's famous, surely everyone...
I've never been searched.
No, but I mean, they can pick out whoever they want, can't they?
Well, they can do.
But think,
there must be a reason why. I don't know. I should have read up on the story. I just remember it happening.
I can understand if it's Maradona or, you know, Russell Brand or someone like that. Maybe you want to have a little check. But
Diana Ross.
Yeah, but it might be ones like that thinking, oh, I could easily get away with
it.
People invading. You least expect.
They just found a gold microphone. That's where I keep it. I find this song a bit I feel like it's got two meanings. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Now, how do you see this song in the way with the words? What is she singing about, Pauline?
Don't know.
Oh, I have an opinion.
There ain't no man in high enough to keep me from you. In other words, nothing can obstruct me getting to you.
Yeah, the person that she loves, she's going to be with no matter what. Because she could, nothing's going to ever stop her getting in her way.
Right, okay, so you see it as like a love thing. She's so in love with that person. I don't see it.
See, I was trying to overthink
it. I see it, Robert.
I see it as, it's like the police. You know, not the
Met. Well, the one you searched at the
airport. Yeah, not the Met. I mean the police. The, you know.
Sting.
Every step you... Yeah, that one.
I hate that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's
totally
true.
That's what I mean. People have it as their first song, their first dance.
No.
But it's, they do.
Oh, they do, but that's...
But it's actually about a stalker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but this
every step you take, every move you make.
But then you can say that... One, you can say that to any love song.
No, but this one especially...
But I don't necessarily see it as a love.
There's no mountain high enough. There's no valley low enough to stop me getting from you.
Oh.
Exactly.
Thank you. But it could be, you look wonderful tonight. It could be staring through the window. At
through the bathroom window.
Yeah, I mean.
I think that says more about you.
I think it does.
Yeah, I think that.
This is a dark song.
No, that
this one.
Shows there's something not right with
no,
you.
No, but the words, stop, what is it?
But it could be about friendship as well. It don't have to be love. It could be friendship that...
I don't
she'll
like,
never do anything. She'll do anything.
No,
for
no. This is a dark song. This is.
What are you talking about?
There is nothing that will get in the way of me getting to you. That's what it is. I don't like the talking in this as well.
There's, I don't like talking in many.
There's a lot. The only people that can get away with it is Boys to Men. That's the only one. And Barry White. Barry White does it well.
No, he didn't. It's perfect.
Well, at the end of it.
Did you hear that in the
end? No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. No, no. I was listening to it on the way here. He was talking about, hey, baby, we made it. We made it all the way or whatever it is.
No, I think that says more about you. That song's nothing like what you're saying.
I'm just the researcher.
What about a million voices?
Million voices.
Yeah. That was a good song, wasn't it?
It was a good song, yeah. But that's how I sort of see your song. And that bit... It takes a long time to get going, this song, as well.
Do you think she's a great vocalist?
I mean, you can't argue with her vocals, yeah. I mean, no. she's got a great voice.
It's not a very strong voice. It's not like Aretha, is it? Aretha, really powerful voice. I mean, she hasn't got a belt them out voice.
Yeah, it's... No,
but, it's a pop voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine her doing much gospeling.
I bet she did, though.
Gospel.
Hmm.
I'd love to go to church with a like real gospel choir. I'd be up on my feet.
Oh, they all leave. But Aretha Franklin is a much stronger voice than...
Yeah, I'm going through a bit of a... This annoyed me, actually. I was going through a bit of a Blues Brothers time.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to the album. And I kept listening to it. I listened to it a few times. And I thought, on Spotify. And I thought, why? I haven't heard...
Are you sponsored by Spotify?
Yeah, this episode. it's not, by the way. Don't research that. But the tail feather one, you know, the Ray Charles
spindle. Oh, the Let Me See You Shake Your Tail.
It wasn't playing. It didn't.
That's the best one.
As I was listening to it, it wasn't coming on. I thought, why ain't that coming on? And Minnie the Moocher. Do you remember Minnie the Moocher by Cab Calloway?
Yeah. Where they all sing along with
it. Yeah, that's it.
He does that sort of walk, doesn't he?
Yeah. So it wasn't coming on. And I thought, what's not going on? So I go on Spotify, and them two songs are greyed out.
Oh.
You can't play them.
What's that?
Is it some sort of racist overtones in them or something?
I don't know. No idea.
That Tail Feather one's my favourite.
Yeah.
That's a good part. We've done that at the wedding.
So I went on YouTube and listened to him a couple of times. But yeah, I very bizarre. I don't know what the ruling is on that.
Bit weird.
No idea. Yeah.
It's funny, songs get banned over the years, isn't it, for silly reasons, you know.
Sorry, tea down the wrong hole. Go on.
Well, I tell you, it got banned up to not recently, but it was George Formby when I'm cleaning windows.
Why?
BBC banned that because of the thing where he looks at the women in the window, you know, getting dressed and stuff, and some of the things he said. I've often seen what goes inside when I'm cleaning windows.
Heard that nice again.
Yeah, I mean.
It was great, George Formby.
But do you think people get offended too easily?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Shatane, that got banned for years, didn't it?
Shatane.
I don't like you doing that.
Yeah. He's too good at it, isn't he? He's too convincing.
You would have laughed. Last night I was in the, where me and Vic are house sitting, obviously, still. And they've got a really long front room. And we was watching something. I can't remember what he was watching.
Last night, there was some
kind of catwalk. I think it was Hell's Kitchen or something. There was some.
We watched one of them last night.
Yeah, there was some kind of catwalk or something, and they were walking up and down. And then she said, "Oh, get me a drink." So I stood up and I walked the full length, going sachet, 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 and turn. And she was like, "Oh my god, I'm going to be sick." And so, please stop.
She was like,
"You're far too good at that. I don't know what is going on with you." I was like, "I don't know. It's just inside me. I just need to get it out now and again."
Yeah. But you have got a very strong feminine side.
Yeah, I have. And if I let it out, I worry that it will take over.
I think it would.
Yeah. I think I could play a really good gay character.
Yeah,
but would it be over the top gay? Would it be John Inman, you know?
Yeah, but some people that are gay are overly camp.
Well, do you never thought about doing drag? Because that's comedy. You can't beat a drag.
I don't like drag.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
I wouldn't need fake boobs, would I?
I'm not keen.
Can you imagine me
turning up as in drag and Dave being, "All right, come to watch the football, Daddy."
You're a great drag comedian. You haven't tried that, why don't you give it a go?
I, you know what? I worry that I'd enjoy it too much.
You would love it. You would.
I'll be putting on some tights and I'm like, "Oh my god, this is what I was born for." Putting on makeup and I'm thinking, "Oh my god, I'm beautiful."
It's comedy, isn't it?
Just you're exaggerating.
It is. But I've never seen a drag act. I don't know what they do.
Say if she's you go to any hen nights or whatever, it's always the drag act.
But what do they do? Like just jokes or
piss out of you a lot?
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Did you see the clip of on YouTube of the two? I think they were like MMA fighters or something, dressed up in drag. They were going out for a night out, like as a joke, and they were dressed up as women and walking down, and they got picked on by somebody. Like, "Oh, you mark here." Two MMA fighters, yeah. And they just
wiped the floor with them.
Yeah, literally. That was gone.
I'll tell you who's convincing.
They didn't even break sweat.
Remember the Queen? "I want to."
Oh, break. Yeah.
It's when they went up behind Roger Taylor, the drummer, when he was washing up.
Cool.
And he went up his legs and they went, "Blimey."
Did you see the episode, you know, that Rob Beckett and his mate?
Romesh Ranganathan.
Rashi Rajanathan.
They've done an episode where, you know, they have to keep learning different things.
Yeah.
Well, they done drag. Oh, it was hilarious. You've got to watch it.
I do like Rob Beckett. I'm not a big fan of Romesh Ranganathan.
Oh, no, he was really good. He really got into it much more than he didn't want to do it at first. He was like, "Oh, no, I can't do that." He's embarrassed. But he really got into it and enjoyed it much more than
that's what I worry about. Create a character where it's drag and then you're like, you become more them than you are you.
Do you remember
the Celebrity Big Brother where they had the Australian bloke on who was a drag artist?
Australian?
Yeah, Australian. But his dress fell off when he first walked in. Blonde fella. You must remember that.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, anyway, forget it.
Anyway, forget it.
But they had a transsexual in there. And the transsexual couldn't even look at the drag artist because he made him feel ill. Don't you remember that?
No, I don't.
What were you doing?
I used to watch Big Brother, but I don't remember that.
You watched the celebrity ones religiously, though, didn't you? You used to when they were on. I sort of missed one, watch a little bit, catch it.
I didn't watch the normal ones. I liked the normal ones.
I was banging to the normal ones as a kid. I applied for it as well. I was just like, that's the funny thing. When I think about now, if they had put me in there, I'd have been a different person. Like it would have shown me sort of fame for a week. Do you know what I mean? And then falling off the edge
you
of the
might
world.
Have hated it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got people like Alison Hammond on GMTV.
She's done amazing.
Yeah,
she was first out.
Yeah, yeah, like second out. Yeah. She was well. She's done really well for herself. She was in the one with Jake Goody.
Yeah, Josie Gibson.
Oh, she's embarrassing.
Oh, I quite like her.
Oh, I can't stand her. Do you see, she does that thing in the mornings, doesn't she, where she dresses up and, oh, God. When I'm working from home, Vic will have it on the background. I can't watch it. It just drives me mad.
Oh, don't mind her.
Yeah. So,
time is it?
It's question time! Whose turn is
your
it?
Your turn, Robert.
Oh, is it? Is it? I'll shut my eyes.
Oh, it's one. Is it Fred's?
It's a white one. If you could time travel, what year would you visit and why?
Oh.
I've often thought about this. That's not my question, by the way. I don't know who's
going to I'd definitely go into my past, you know, early 60s or something like that. Definitely.
To find you. To find you.
Oh, we can't meet, otherwise the world,
the world will stop.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I suppose you...
Oh, whose phone was that?
You made me turn it on.
Professional at all times.
I'll tell you what I've always thought about. If I could guarantee I wouldn't get killed, I'd love to go back to a bombing raid in the Blitz and just watch it from a rooftop. Because I just can't. I've seen it on film hundreds of times, but I just can't imagine it. I just can't imagine it being all dark and suddenly all these planes come over and the lights shine up and the ack-ack fire.
These
bombs coming down and I know it happened because I've seen it in films, I've seen it in real-life film, but it's just too incredible to even think about that it actually happened sort of 10 years before I was born. I mean, so that's that. I'd like to see that.
You see photos.
Like,
I hate that noise. Yeah. We went on a school trip once and went to the war museum where they reenact all of that kind of stuff. I hated it. I really hated it.
Yeah, I must admit, frightened.
Everyone else was like, "Oh, this is fun." I really hated it, like with a passion.
Yeah.
And you walk sort of around this kind of mock up street. And then bombs are dropping and the lamppost comes down and I really hated it.
I mean, it must be terrible. You come out the old shelter and there's a bus in your house, like, you know.
Oh, it must be horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous.
I mean, what do you do with that? I mean,
you come out and your house just gone and all your possessions are blown up.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? And you're sending your kids off and never knowing if you're going to see them again. I remember when Nan, Mum's mum, never really spoke about the war to us as kids. But I remember I was doing a thing at school about the war and I went over and I asked her. Mum said, "Okay, go see your nan and ask her about it." And she had this tin or box or something full of like ration books and she allowed me to take them into school, like show and tell. And the teachers were going, "Oh, I don't think you should be... These are like things you see in museums and stuff. You shouldn't be handling them and all that." I was like, "Just go and give them back to your nan. You know, we don't want to break them or anything like that." It's like coin, like oh.
There was an hand grenade in there, wasn't there?
It was really. And that's when I realised that this is quite. It's quite a big momentous thing. Not everybody has got this stuff. Yeah. I thought, everyone's nan, everyone's going to bring in and everyone will have a ration book and that. And everyone's like, "Oh, wow, this is wow." But I'm folding it and all that. It was like, teacher was like, "I think you should be wearing gloves. I don't think, you know, it's like stuff that should be in a museum."
So what's your you go back to?
I've always thought about going back to your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
How crazy that would be for me to walk around your wedding. Nobody know who I am.
And, you couldn't bump into yourself, could you?
Yeah, exactly. But everyone would be sort of...
You could see Pauline as a baby.
Yeah.
Mine's a bit like yours.
It'd just be... See cousins... Not cousins, but like uncles and stuff. And you think, this...
And you only
look
saw...
Look at his hair. Look at these shoes.
And you only saw like my granddad and my dad's... As like old men of 70 and 80 and that. You would have seen them like in their peak, in their 40s.
Exactly. Yeah, as like... Middle-aged men, like
yeah, you're great.
Yeah, I always thought about that. Was there a buffet?
Yeah, there was. There's food.
I definitely go there. About that. That's where I go then. Yeah,
and plenty of drink.
Yeah, plenty of drink.
Plenty of drink.
What, free bar?
You know the bride and groom traditionally slip away.
Yeah,
we didn't.
You're last ones out.
We were the last ones out. Me, wifey, and dad. Who was the last? Oh, and Dan. We were the last ones there. It was just too good to leave.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to leave.
Actually, when we left there, I don't know what time it was, midnight or half 12 or whatever. When we got back to the hotel in Blackheath, the Clarendon, we got them to open the bar up. The old porter was there and he's sort of sitting there and he says, oh, yeah, you're in so-and-so. And, you know, your mum's dad, Sam. He's
like,
goes, is the bar still open? He goes, it can be.
There's your answer.
So we sat there for an hour drinking nightcaps.
You in your suit, in a wedding dress.
Yeah, it's good.
Good times. It's just something that I would always. Yeah, what about you?
Well, mine are sort of like that, but when mum was a kid, as in teenage years, I'd like to be a fly on the wall with Nan and Yvonne and Dave, all as kids or teenagers, and just watching them with their life and seeing them row and then your dad being there, because I would love to have known him, just to see him, because it's stupid that you can't imagine. That's our granddad, but obviously because we never met him, you just can't ever imagine what he was like. And when mum used to tell me stories about him, I used to think, oh, I wish I'd known him.
Yeah. He was quite funny.
I literally, when I picture him, I picture Dave.
He's very different to me.
What, to you now? Like, it's like similar ages kind of thing.
We weren't really the same even when he was a different person altogether to me.
In what sense? What was different?
He was a lot more serious than I was.
He's a lot nicer.
He was much better at doing jobs around the house than I was. I didn't get the DIY gene. He had it in spades.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see him come home from work and Nan doing the dinner and mum and Yvonne and Dave rowing. You know, I just want to watch.
Yeah, and it's in the same house. It'd be in the same house that we went to Christmas
just really
with.
Like
that. Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
that
would be strange. Yeah. See, Dad is.
I think a lot of people like that.
See the truth about whether Yvonne really did make you go and watch the black and white.
I still want to sit here the other side of that story.
There ain't another side.
There is. She said there is.
All right, you call her up and get her to explain it to you.
Yeah, well, can you imagine? I'd have to bleep it. I'm joking.
If you'd done that, she'd be totally speechless. She wouldn't have an answer.
Well, she's listening.
She's listening to this, Dave. You're in trouble.
Fuming.
Well, she listen to it.
Yeah. Well, that was a good question.
We'll put it out there. Next episode, once she's heard this one, we'll ring her up live in the show and she can tell us the other side of the story.
She
definitely won't, because she hasn't got another side to the story.
The gauntlet has been laid down. Challenge accepted.
Well, it hasn't.
No. Well, Yvonne, get in touch. podcastillumination@gmail.com or just message the family. Wow, that was a good get off.
Whose question was that?
I don't know. I put it in my team.
Who did you do that for?
I don't know.
You always chuck it in your team. It's all wet. Yeah. Soggy.
I need to know. It's such a good question.
I need to know. Who's writing that? Look.
Let's have a look.
It's all dripping. It's covered in tea. Is that mum?
It's not mine. It might be mum. Might be mum.
It's quite nice writing. It's definitely not mine.
Oh, we never know now, will we?
Well.
Do you reckon it was Fred? Because he did a few white ones.
You destroyed the evidence.
I did, yeah. Sorry about that. Back in time travel.
Yeah.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I want to get back to the Jackson 5.
We haven't mentioned them yet.
In my opinion, recorded the worst Christmas song ever.
Nothing even comes close.
Christmas song?
Yeah, wait, you'll know it. You can
Santa
see it.
Claus coming to town. Do a good version.
I knew you would.
Why would you not like that?
Why? God, burst my eardrums, that's why.
It's terrible.
I did watch on YouTube the clip of the Jackson 5 singing I Want You Back, and you can tell then that Michael Jackson is just, even at that age,
just amazing,
just incredible, absolutely incredible, like just owning the stage at that age.
How old was he? He looks so young, because I watched it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, for this. Oh my God, he just looks amazing. The others might as well not be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he didn't need them, did he?
No.
Well, that was so proven, wasn't it?
He's so cute as well.
Yeah.
Why did he muck about with himself? Because he's so cute. He looks so good.
They did do a mock-up, didn't they, of what he would actually look like if he just left himself
alone.
Oh,
but he would look so good.
Oh, no, he wasn't a good outcome. But better than what he was.
Better than what he did to himself. Yeah.
I don't know, what was that all about? I don't understand.
But then he said in the interview that he ain't had no, he ain't done nothing.
No, what you mean?
Didn't he? I
haven't had any.
And he was adamant that he hadn't done nothing to his skin. He had that. And the illness that was making his skin
light. Well, it
does
exist.
I mean, yeah, so they could be totally telling the truth there, but the whole nose and face.
Yeah, I mean,
was completely different, wasn't it?
I mean, what is his peak? When you think of a music video,
was it the 30 years celebration of Motown or something? Yes, where he'd done the songs with the Five, and then they walked off, and he goes, "I like those old songs, but I also like the new songs." He done Billie Jean with the hat.
Yeah,
and the comb.
And done the moonwalk.
Yeah, that
the briefcase and that.
That was pretty impressive.
So good. Yeah. But I like him at all ages. I like when you see him young with like Ben and all that. I love that.
I like Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I love all that. And then I like him. He's Billie Jean and all that. And then he's Thriller. I like everything. I was meant to go.
I'll be there.
As you know, that's one of my favourites.
Man in the Mirror is one of my favourites.
That's one of my favourites. Well, I just love them all. I was so gutted.
Well, you weren't the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a shock, but when it all came out, like the medication he was on and all that, it's sort of, I don't know, it's such a strange world. Like there are clips of I saw it on Joe Rogan's podcast, and there are clips of Michael Jackson where they hire out a supermarket and they hire actors to pretend they're shopping, and Michael Jackson goes in and they do it for him so he can feel normal, and he goes around shopping and sort of talking to people like normal, like,
just being normal.
Oh, hi, morning. Yeah.
Can you imagine what his life must have been like though? But he can do nothing.
Yeah, but people do say that, and I have no comparison. I don't think anybody does, but I just think if that's what you've known, then you look at somebody else who's just going to their day job in the mornings and stuff, you think, what's their life like? Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's so far removed. But how can you crave something you don't? It's like people who are in a cult. They don't know they're in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not looking. They think their life is, but they're looking at other people. Like,
what about when he hung the baby over the balcony?
Yeah. I mean, that was mental.
Blanket,
he just,
wasn't it?
Hmm?
Blanket.
Yeah.
So his name, baby.
Yeah.
Blanket.
It's just a
blanket.
To think that, yeah.
Blanket.
To think that you think that that's normal.
Who was the other one called? Duvet.
It was Prince, weren't there? Prince Michael is his first. And what's his daughter's name?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But
sleeping
it was meant
bag.
To be sleeping bag. That the dad of the kids was Oliver, wasn't it?
There was so many. It's so intertwined.
Oliver. Never before has a boy won it. Him, the actor that played Oliver, Oliver Twist, the blonde boy. He's the dad.
Wait, the 1968 version. Yeah. Mark Lester.
Yeah. He so-called it, like rumours and everything, is the dad of that girl.
But there's so
But
many.
When you look, there's a spitting image as well. He was Michael Jackson's good friend.
Yeah, I think...
If you look into that, you'll
I don't
see
think
what
you'll
I mean.
Ever... You'll,
look into
I,
it.
I don't think you'll ever unravel the mysteries of Michael Jackson, the whole thing. I mean, I remember reading Corey Feldman's book... And autobiography, and he said that because he was really good mates with Michael Jackson in the end, and he said that there was a time where Michael Jackson dressed up, and they snuck out the back of somewhere, and they went around like they went to somewhere, and like nobody knew it was Michael Jackson, and they just had a really good time. I think they went ice skating and things like this, and I think, did that happen really?
Yeah,
Michael Jackson strikes me as somebody who is, you know, in a world of his own.
And everyone's telling you great all the time. Oh, you're great, bro. You're great.
Yeah,
you're
yeah, great. Exactly. And then all of a sudden he's in the, if you dressed him up in, and they do it with loads of people. Ronaldo did it. They dress you up as somebody else and then you go out into the world and just walk around.
Adele's done that.
But yeah, I think Michael Jackson's one of them people that can't, you get to a point where he's like, I know, I need them to know who I am now. I need that excitement. I need that. And then to unveil himself. Yeah. I don't think he could have that thing of, no, you know, not of what they call it, where you're nothing, you're just the grey man walking through. I think he needed that. I mean, is that fun? I watched the recently that obviously the documentary came out of the Finding Neverland with the dancer guy who apparently, you know, did all the stuff with, but the, how that all started when he saw the kid dancing to win a competition, and then he came out, and then Michael Jackson used to go to his house. And there are photos of him just sitting on his sofa and with his family and just...
I never know what to think about
it.
It's
so bizarre. I wouldn't believe it if there weren't photos of him just sitting there with their family. Like, and the mum saw him as one of her kids. Like, it's just bizarre. The whole Michael Jackson, from start to finish, his childhood with his dad to how it all ended. Like, that, it's just bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. But, if you wrote that as a film, you wouldn't believe it.
But it reminds me of a conversation me and David, I think I told you, years ago when you lived in Swanley in your kitchen and it got a bit heated and then Dave always wins.
Oh, he loves a heated debate.
Oh, a heated conversation.
He loves a heated debate.
What about?
And then you, about Michael Jackson, got me over a barrel and then I thought, oh, I can't go over that. I can't get around
that.
What
was the point?
Because we were talking about it, it all come out, you know, about all the dodgy stuff.
Yeah.
But because I liked him so much at that time, I was still adamant, no, he's got a mind like a child. He's, you know, he's not doing wrong. He just wants to be a kid and all that. Yeah. So it come up, me and Dave were in the kitchen, I was saying about it, and you was like, what a load of rubbish. He's done it. Of course he's done it. And I was getting annoyed.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't, Dave, he hasn't. And this went on for a while. And then Dave went to me, all right, then he said, Michael Jackson's about to knock at the door now. Lewis is about three. He's going to take Lewis with him. They're just going to have a sleepover. Nothing in it. You're going to let him go? No. And I couldn't get out of it. I thought, shit, he won that argument.
Yeah.
And it was after he said that I thought, well, why would I not let him go? Mm. Something's make it, you know, obviously don't 100%.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah.
I give you that, Dave.
Put me in the corner.
I give you that.
I couldn't get out
he's
of it.
He's good at that.
Do you not remember?
No, conversations with you got me mind straight away, Paul, in terms of truth. They don't linger.
Do you remember the time he said you got big feet?
Big toe.
Big toe.
Well, yeah. They're stabbing me in the shins now.
I've got small feet, four and a half.
You could play the drum, you know, the big one where you'd say, just your big toe. Boom, boom.
He gave me a complex, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I remember saying to my mum, I've really got a big toe. When you walk past me and pretending to trip over. Oh, sorry, Colin, I just tripped over your big toe.
That was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
Stays with you forever.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favourite Michael Jackson song?
Oh, this
song
is way too hard
is
for
it?
Me.
Is
this
it?
Is way... That's... I've got so many. From, like, Man in the Mirror, Heal the World, but then the old stuff. I just love it all. Mm. All of it.
What's the worst one?
Definitely the Christmas
one.
Oh,
Black and White.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I don't mind it.
I like
it.
Like it. Jarvis Cocker didn't like it.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Jarvis Cocker.
They did have a number one after he left.
Well, Jackson 5?
Yeah.
Jackson 4?
Well, they were the Jackson 5 and then they sort of became the Jacksons, didn't they?
Oh, okay.
Maybe because another one left and there was only four of them. Show You the Way. Let me show you the way we go home. That one.
I don't know that.
Oh, you do.
There's one song of theirs.
He's so annoyed, look. He's so annoyed. Do you want me to have a look, though?
Yeah, Show You the Way to Go. You definitely know it. It's a big number one for the Jacksons.
There's one song that I'm not keen on, and that's Jackson 5, and they're sort of like standing on a moon with like lights going... Dun, 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 dun. Oh.
There's a terrible song that Michael
Jackson. It's got like lasers, green lasers.
Yeah, all the lasers
yeah.
are flying.
What is that? That's going to annoy me now. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Okay. She shut me up. What's it called, Dave?
Show You the Way to Go.
Show You the Way to
Can
Go.
You feel it?
That's Can you feel it? That's the one I don't know. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? That's the one I don't know.
You don't know this song.
Yeah, I do now.
Of course she does. Let me show you. Let
me show you the way to go. Yeah, I think I do.
Actually, that sounds like he was singing, didn't it?
Yes, and he's on the cover as well.
Oh, well,
yes. So he hadn't left.
It does.
But he probably...
Yeah.
Well, what probably happened was he went solo and then...
They already recorded.
And then, no.
Oh, what?
And then they were doing rubbish. I think they got dropped by the recording people at one time and then they better get him back in, do a couple of songs to sort of build him up again. Okay. Yeah. Get another recording
contract.
Can you
feel it? It's the one I'm talking about.
Can you feel it? Can you
feel it? That's one I'm not so keen on.
I don't mind that one. I think it's quite good.
That's a wedding classic.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself for me. You got to enjoy yourself. No, that's not it. That was A+, that was. I'm going to take my jumper off just for a minute. Go on, you carry on.
Enjoy yourself. How does that go?
Paulie, don't you know?
All he's going to do is sing. Enjoy yourself.
I am. Yeah, I'm not a big connoisseur of Jackson 5 and Jackson.
I can't understand that because I know so many Jackson songs. How do I not know that one?
That one, you don't know any of them.
I do. You burst everyone's eardrum.
Well, you haven't known any of the ones I've seen.
I have. I just don't know.
I'm back.
That one that Bob just played.
Let me show you. Let me show you. So I went for it, sorry.
I think Bed might be my favourite song of his.
Is that 70s?
That's a lovely song.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. Mm. Somebody chose one after this.
This ain't bad. I'll Wash Your Back.
I really like this song. I mean, that piano bit. Straight away, I'm there. I was listening to it on the way out. It's a great song.
Would you say that Michael Jackson is one of the top five recorded artists of all time?
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah, without a...
Top three, top two, top one.
Yeah,
top. Well, is he? Who would be up there for you?
Would you put him higher than Madonna?
No.
I would.
So yeah,
talking about.
I would. Yeah.
I would put him higher than Madonna.
Would you put him higher than Bross?
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Would you put him higher than Prince?
Yes. Prince is overrated.
Higher than the Rolling Stones?
Yes.
Yeah. Higher than the Beatles?
No.
Not Elvis?
Not for me. Oh, well, I wouldn't be higher than Elvis either.
I think I would.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would as well.
Yeah.
Higher than Elton John?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He's the highest.
Bee Gees?
Yeah.
What about Bruce?
I think he is.
Right up there.
Yeah.
You reckon he's numero uno?
Definitely.
Oh, that would be a good debate. It would be him between him and...
Who, though?
I mean, the Beatles. I mean, but the fact that the Beatles weren't around for very long and what they're just embedded into society. I mean, it just... They're timeless. But so I'm not saying Michael Jackson isn't, but you're saying because...
I think there's more great Elvis songs and great Michael Jackson songs.
That's a big shout.
I don't agree with that.
Well, if we went, I'll do Elvis, you went Michael Jackson, you'd run out before I would.
Well, yeah, because you know so many songs.
Do you know any?
If you went to someone that knew a lot about music.
I mean, do you want to try
that? Do you know that Elvis, not change something, I heard a song the other day that I thought, that is the loveliest song. And it sounded nothing like Elvis. It weren't until they said at the end that was Elvis.
What was it?
Wooden Heart.
Oh, God, that's crap.
Oh, but does it sound nothing like Elvis, though?
I thought it was really cute.
That is everything
that's wrong about Elvis. Oh. That was Elvis after he came out of the army.
I thought it was really nice.
And he softened up Wooden Heart.
But he sings half of it in German.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard
this
that?
Is the weirdest song ever.
It's one of the worst songs in history.
Oh, well, I heard it before.
Good luck charms, another one. That
I hated
crying in the
what's
chapel.
The ghetto in the ghetto. I hate that song.
His mum cried.
Oh, I hate that song. Really do.
What's your favourite Elvis?
Mine's Don't Be Cruel. Too hard.
Yeah. I like
Suspicious Minds.
I like The Wonder of You.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Smile, the world is brighter. Yeah, I mean, you see, we're not doing this about Michael Jackson. I've won that argument because all we're talking about is Elvis. He's totally.
Well, we've covered a lot about
Michael Jackson.
We've covered a lot.
And
of
suddenly, Elvis come along and Michael Jackson's forgotten.
No, we talked a lot about MJ.
Well, like Bob Dylan.
No.
Influenced so. Yes, he's too complicated for you. He is. Yeah. I'm not the biggest Dylan fan, but I can recognise his genius. I mean.
I'm not saying he's rubbish. I mean, but he's just.
Well, you
not...
did. You went. didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Well, on that note,
diary.
I didn't do it. I can't do it every time.
Development here.
Oh, hello.
What's going on?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Monday, 25th of October, and my diary is telling me it's Labor Day in New Zealand. And Veterans Day in the USA.
Oh, thank you to all you vets out there.
Right. Work at night, swap guitar lessons to table tennis. Play with two whizzes. Play with two whizzes, beat them about 10 times each. Get back, watch TV. Yeah. Guitar lessons are over. We're all rubbish.
Well, you persevered with it, didn't you?
Yeah.
So we paid for the course for the term, so we're going to waste it, so we see what else is on offer. And they're short on the old table tennis. Matter of fact, no one was doing it, so we had it all to ourselves.
And you were much better at that.
Yeah. I mean, Tony,
Forrest Gump.
Tony, whose idea it was, he weren't playing table tennis, so he probably
persevered. He stayed there, yeah.
But
don't you wish you had persevered? You could have been brilliant.
I couldn't. If I've practiced at that lesson to today, I still couldn't put a call together. I was terrible. I had no coordination.
But ping pong, legend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, smash them, mate.
Oh, that was funny. I weren't expecting you to say table.
No, me neither, yeah.
You've been sitting at the loft lately because we've been doing a lot of work and I actually... I actually found more people joined in with us. I've actually got all the results of a night's table tennis things, league tables, cup competition, everything. Yeah.
My God, you've kept everything over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
He showed me an old bus park the other day when I come round.
Did a lot of it go in the skip, Dave, or is it still keep?
The skip was for all my CDs in the skip, every single one.
Good.
Because we're never going to play them ever again.
No.
So rather than leave it to you to deal with, like in...
Get rid.
In 40 years' time.
Did you take out that... Did you take out that $4,000 I put in that CD, though?
No. Yeah, for a load of old books away, just fell up, just cleared it. You ain't been up there, have you?
No,
a difference. The only thing that's still there is your old crap. You need to get up there.
RWF. I can't have them out, can I? So they're just, when we move, hopefully February,
what do you mean
March
you can't
time.
Have them out?
I can't have them out. There's like 300 and something.
But you took
of
photos of them the other day.
Yeah, when
them
they,
ones in
they
the
were
box,
away.
There was a box down there. That went in the skip.
No, don't say that.
In the skip?
No.
So what you're saying is if your
it's
mum
in the room
dad,
next door.
If your mum and dad go on holiday, you go and get your dolls.
They're not dolls, they're action figures.
You go and get your
I go and get them, toys. Get them out, yeah. And take all photos and stuff and build up the RWF, yeah.
He doesn't play with them. He makes films of them.
Stop motion.
Yeah, actually, joking aside, I was quite impressed when you sent me that link. Because I thought that must have taken you
There's a new one now. There's a more up-to-date one. The kitchen table.
That must have
arena.
Taken you such a long time.
It did. I loved it. I loved every second of it.
He could have been Nick Park, couldn't he?
Yeah.
They could have been still out now.
Do you not want them out, Dave, over the dining room table?
I don't get them out when they're here because Mum doesn't like mess. And when she's had enough of something being out, she's like, right, get rid of it now. Get it away. Yeah.
Starts chopping their heads off.
Yeah, so I don't,
You don't trust her not to?
No, I don't. I don't. She just like, I remember once I was in trouble. I don't know what I did, but Dave poured all my wrestlers into a bin in when we lived in Tamsmere. I don't know what I'd done. I can't remember.
Must have been bad because he knows how much you love them.
I might, it must have been. I think I might have been caught stealing money out of mum's purse. Oh. That's pretty bad, isn't it? That's the worst thing that I can think that I did. This is really bad, but I used to nick money out of mum's purse and then use it to buy sweets on the way to school when we used to walk to school. And then buy loads of sweets and chocolate and Kinder eggs and all that kind of stuff. And then go into school and be like the tuck shop.
The Milky Bar kid.
That's how you buy friends. And that's what I used to do. And then I remember I was in the kitchen and I literally, mum used to have the side zip bit inside the bag. She used to have loads of change in there. And I literally put my hand out, I took them out. And then mum walked in the kitchen and she went, what are you doing?
Caught red handed.
What are you doing? And literally red handed. I was standing there and I just put it back and went, I was just checking. I was just
counting it for you.
And I did it up and then she sat down with me, sort of said, you don't do that. If you want money, just ask me. And I think it started with sticker books. Because
I remember Lewis having that. I remember doing that as a kid myself.
Dave, all the kids in school would have a sticker book and swapping and all that, and we weren't allowed. We never allowed to.
Lewis did all the football ones.
Yeah, we weren't allowed. It's a waste of money. As an adult now, I see that. But
it's
as a kid,
a waste of money.
As a kid, you're just like, oh, you just want,
especially when everyone's at school all swapping.
Yeah, it's the thing.
About.
It's the thing. Everyone's
plus three of them.
No,
waste of money. We're not doing it. And I think that's why I bought my own one. But it's nicked money to buy it and then just carried on till I got caught. And I'm glad I was caught because I learnt a very good lesson. Wait till mum's gone out.
Wait till you hear the shower guy.
Yeah, but I think when you wait till your dad gets home from work.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure he poured all my wrestlers into the bin, and the bin, and I sat there taking them all out, cleaning bean juice off of them and tea bags and all that, and I had to clean all up and that. But I learned a lesson. Absolutely, never done it again. Yeah, I remember once I was. This is kind of like counselling for me, isn't it? I stole...
you was a bad lad.
I stole a Hubba Bubba. Do you remember Hubba Bubba?
The bubble gum. Yeah.
At the counter in the shop, you had... They were always next to the sort of till, weren't they? And I waited for the woman to turn around and I just picked it up and put it in my pocket. And she had eyes in the back of her head and she went, put that back. I was like, oh, okay. And I put it back and she went, right, you're banned. You're not coming back here. Go on. And mum used to work... Yeah, mum used to work in that shop as well, so they knew mum.
They knew,
I know. And I don't know why I did it.
That's embarrassing.
You just sort of push your boundaries.
Because it was there.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I went home and I didn't tell no one. But Dad used to say on a Saturday morning, I'll go get papers for us. And because I hadn't told him, I took the money. I was like, yeah, okay. And then walking towards the shop, I was thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what, I can't go in there. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then when I got there, the smelly girl from our school was there. And I was, oh, Donna. Hello, Donna. You're all right. Never spoken
to Donna Kebab.
Never spoken to her before in my life. And she was like, oh, hello, you're right. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, being matey and that. I was like, oh, couldn't do me a favour, could you? Couldn't go in there and get me. And she did. She went in there and got it for me. Donna Wilson, thank you very much, wherever you are in the world. Yeah.
You just called her smelly.
Yeah, well, she was a smelly kid. I mean, she probably agrees with that. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet she don't. I bet she didn't know she was a smelly kid.
But she tried to talk to me in school after that. Didn't have it. But
using her.
Yeah, I needed to.
Used and abused.
And then the worst thing was when I was going to the shop with mum, or we got off the bus and she went, "Oh, I just got to pop to the shop," and I was like, "Oh no, I'm gonna go in there with mum. I can't say I'll wait outside. I'll have to go in." And we went in, and the woman told her. He went, well, apologise. Go on, apologise. He would never do it again. Well, you're going to do it again. No. I said, no, I swear I won't.
Which was still banned from...
Yeah. And then that sort of loosened it and went, oh, I'm really sorry. I was quite cute as a kid.
You were cute.
So sort of...
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? No idea. Well, that was me getting it off my chest. Yeah. How did we get from MJ to Elvis to me stealing Hubba Bubba? We cover all subjects. We don't hide away, shy away from anything. A very interesting diary we had today.
We did. It was Bing a pop. Shock revelation.
Yeah, it was. We are ready to vote. And I'm going to go first. I'm going to go first for once. I'm going to go Jackson 5. But I can't think of the numbers. I didn't want to go odd numbers because my brain don't work that way. 90-10, I'm going to go. I think the other version of Ain't No Mountain is a lot better.
And it's in Sister Act 2, isn't it? At the end, Whoopi sings.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Credits going up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are better versions of Ain't No Mountain. It's got a sinister undertone.
No, it hasn't.
And I Want You Back is a lot better. There you go. That's my vote.
Shall I go next?
Yeah.
No, you go next.
Yeah.
mine's same. Jackson's.
Same. Yeah, I'm same as well. Yeah. Oh. I'm not keen on the Diana Ross one.
Oh, no, I do like it a lot.
Yeah, I could imagine you. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 85-15.
Yeah, okay, well, we're good.
Yeah.
The Jackson 5
We've got some
go
good
through.
Songs going
oh, hang on, Bob, let's do it.
I'll rip it up, Dave. And if you would like to see Dave rip the card in half, join us for the honourable mentions, which will be recorded on YouTube so you can see our faces and our expressions and how ugly we all are. Yeah, you're going to hate it. Maybe you could wear a mask, like Squid Game.
I'd rather wear
like
a mask.
Squid Game, just wear a mask.
Yeah, that'd be
Yeah.
Oh, we've only got one to watch now.
What are you thinking? Well, we'll start next episode with a Squid Game mention. But we do need to do the draw.
Pauline.
How many have we got left? We can't have many left, can we?
There's 14, seven games. Oh, she can't even read it, look. Well, I
don't even know what it is.
What?
Never heard of these.
What?
Do you want to know it, or are you waiting to
pick one? No, you got to pick one, Dave.
Was I there for this one? Let you put this
you
one in without me knowing.
Read it.
Right, let's work together, canteen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And all together we will stand, every boy, girl, woman and man. Yeah,
I never heard of canteen.
Your mum liked that one.
Didn't know that. Didn't
up
know
against.
I'll mention this one in today's episode.
Oh spooky.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Jackson one.
Beatles Can't Buy Me Love. It's Eric, Wonderful Tonight.
Oh, that's a, you were that's a lovely song.
So Canned Heat versus Eric Clapton.
Does your name?
Yeah. In any other podcast. More question time next time. And if you want to send us a question, Elimination Podcast. No. You got me doing it.
Yeah,
go on,
see.
Go on, you do it right.
podcastelimination@gmail.com.
Wow, she's there. She's there. Well, see you next time. Bye.